There's a long list of highlights, I think, spanning 2 years. And I'm only the garrison commander for literally another few hours before I hand over. I think it's been the community. That's been my big thing throughout the time I've been in command. I looked at the corporate covenant when I first arrived, and I was looking at what we should be doing. And if you read the covenant, it's all about what the local community and the local government should be doing to support our troops. That's great. But I felt that there was more to it than that, and it should be about what we can do in return for the community in order to play our part locally. So that's been my main effort, if you like. And the highlights that we've had through that have been some fantastic work that we've done with Aldershot Town Football Club, not least the Seats for Soldiers initiative and the truce concert, and indeed the truce football match commemorating the First World War, and the football match that we did with the chairman, Shahid Azim, who's been an absolute brick in society. The other highlights include some of the work we've done with local businesses, again, not least Paul Turner of Turner's The Butcher in North Lane in Aldershot, who's a staunch supporter of the military, his grandfather having served here as a soldier in Aldershot before setting up the business in North Lane. There are lots more, and I don't want to try and name everyone or I shall get into terrible trouble, but the highlights have very definitely been the community work that we've done. I should mention the excellent support that we've had from Rushmore Borough Council, from the mayor, the leader, and Angelo Lloyd, the CEO. The local businesses that we've worked with in Aldershot itself, our agents Granger, who've been helping us turn over some of the barracks that we don't need any longer into housing, 3,850 new homes in Aldershot, all linking together to build this single community in this part of North Hampshire.
So have you achieved what you set out to do in the very beginning?
Wow, that's a question. Do you ever achieve everything that you set out to do? I think if you set your sights high, which I always have done, it's probably an impossible task. And better to set your sights high and not quite achieve everything than set them low and run out of things to do. I think we've had a pretty good go at setting out what I achieved. I think we've built a good base. On what was already a good base, we've built an even stronger base within this community. And I trust that I'm leaving something that that Colonel Mack can then work with as he takes over later on today.
So as you said, the role finishes today for you. So what's next?
Well, I'm off to go and be what's called the president of the Army Officer Selection Board in Westbury, Wiltshire, which has been in place since sort of wartime, really, and immediately after, selecting young boys and girls who aspire to be an officer in the army. We select them for further training at the Royal Military Academy Sandhurst down the road.
And have you got a message for the troops and families?
Yes, I have. Look at Aldershot as a place. It's a growing military and civilian community. There's an awful lot going for it. Take advantage of everything there is to offer, both sporting and recreational, and help develop the commercial infrastructure. Play your part in that local community and enjoy your time here, because there's an awful lot to do.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. And we now go over to the new garrison commander, Lieutenant Colonel Mac McGregor. So first of all, can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Yep, I've been in the army for quite a few years, joining in 79 as a soldier. I've had various appointments, senior NCOs, platoon sergeant on Op Granby, close observation platoon stuff, and then was commissioned in 2001, doing the normal sort of LE jobs, welfare officer, quartermaster, but I've been fortunate that I've also worked in quite a few headquarters as well over my years.
So looking forward to taking on the next role?
Absolutely. I very much see it as a great opportunity. I'm really excited about, you know, the handover that I've had this week's been fantastic. I think it's, you know, the work that Colonel Charlie's done has been fantastic, and I think it's a great platform for me to come in and do what I can do on the back of that.
You've only just started, but what are your thoughts of the garrison so far?
I was out here in February, and I, you know, was lucky to get to a few meetings with Colonel Charlie, so Rushmore Borough Council, and I think just understanding what level the garrison operates in support of the unit, so that, you know, obviously quite a few number of troops, just over 4,500 troops in Aldershot Garrison, how the local community supports us and what we can do for them, I think it's very good.
And have you got a message for the troops and their families?
Yes, I think as I go around, following on from Colonel Charlie, I'll go around, visit people, and I'm very keen to hear people's views on what they think, what we can do to improve, because of course it's fine for me sat here thinking what I think needs to be done. I'm sure the brigade commander will give me direction on that, but I think, you know, picking up from the families and units what needs to get done to improve things is certainly where we'll be going initially.